everybody. So, beauty. Beauty truly is in the eye of the beholder. I find lots of things beautiful. I try to find the beauty in everyday things, because if you find small pebbles of beauty, small fragments of joy, you can put them together and make a mosaic of happiness. Small things are beautiful to me. Small touches of magic are glimpsed in the mundane. From the enthusiasm of a dog greeting you, waking up next to somebody you love and feeling them next to you, the touch of warm, smooth skin, the smell of hair, the silk of a gentle kiss, a hug, the sound of a blackbird at dusk as he prays to the sun and prepares for his nest, the taste of a fine wine or normal wine, the texture of silk, the warmth of the sun, the feeling of water, the feeling of happiness mingled with expectation, mingled with joy. Beauty isn't just for the artist or the poet or the writer or the sculptor. Beauty is for everybody. I find beauty in words, in the words I read and the words I write, in a string of words that make up a sentence, that make up a line, that make up a stanza, that make up a meaning, that make up a story, that make up a monolith, that makes up something meaningful, something that touches, something that soars and manages somehow to mingle with the heart and make it beat that bit quicker, that bit harder. Yes, there's beauty in the pigment, in the colours, in the art. There's beauty in the sunrise and the sunset, the vista of an ocean view, the mountains, the peaks reaching to the clouds. There's beauty in those things. There's also beauty in the smell of cut grass, the taste of chocolate, kind touch, kind word. Beauty is everywhere.
Can't you see? Can't you see?